Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. First Q&A episode of 2024. Today is our first Q&A. You guys wrote in a lot of great questions. I feel like you've been revived by 2024, so let's do it.
Yes, we thought it would be fun to start the year this way. Get out some of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all...
What?
We have to talk about... There's a couple of people who think that we hate... Clayne.
Right. Okay. So what happened here, Kevin? Because I like kind of missed this whole thing. So please.
I don't know. I think people think we're skipping over Clayne storylines and that we effectively hate Darren and or Blaine.
Well, that's crazy. You guys.
I think it's hilarious. I sort of love it.
Wait, what makes you think that?
It's because of the scene.
The box is because of the box?
I think partially it's because of the box.
All right.
Scene.
Let me just like rewind here, because when we talked about the box, I know we went in a little bit on the scene and how we just didn't really like it and we thought it should be cut because it was cut.
So did Ryan.
Because Ryan cut it. But also, it's not that I don't think, and let me, if I'm speaking for you too, Kevin, like I don't, it doesn't mean that we don't like Clayne, like,
no.
Or Darren. Or Chris, like, obviously, we love them. I think sometimes it's easy to gloss over their storyline because it's a constant. I don't know.
I mean, we gloss over, to be fair. I mean,
there's a lot.
We gloss over a lot of storylines. And also, I think we personally, because this is very much our perspective.
Right.
We don't necessarily have a lot of personal involvement with that storyline.
Right.
And so I do think there is sort of a separation, but I mean, I can't tell you the amount of times we've talked about how important and great we think that storyline is.
Obviously. So, okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, let's set the record straight here a little bit.
We love Clayne.
We love Clayne.
We love Darren.
We have no ill will against Clayne or Darren or Chris or Blaine or Kurt.
I do think it's funny, though. I do like the idea that it's like a conspiracy a thing. That we're intentionally.
That Jenna and Kevin hate Clayton.
Yeah. We stay up late texting each other about how much we hate them and how we're not going to talk about them the next day.
Funny. Is that going to become a TikTok now? Like Jenna and Kevin just texting. Should we make that a TikTok?
It's just, we're not.
And you see the bubbles of like texts and what we're texting. Okay. Anyway. All right, let's move on. Let's just do some Q&A because these are really good questions this week and we can get to quite a few of them, I think.
Okay.
Steph Mullman asked if we can get those bloopers, Jenna.
Yeah,
never.
It's not going to happen. It's really, yeah, we can't.
In the vault.
Isabel wrote this, which character do you think you'd actually be friends with in real life?
What a good question.
Yeah. I've thought about this before. I think this probably is too easy, but I'd obviously be friends with Tina and I'd be friends with Kurt.
I'd be friends with Artie and Kurt
and Mercedes.
And Sam.
Yeah, I would be friends with Sam because Sam reminds me of Kurt.
Exactly. And Finn, like, just because Finn is like nice to everybody, which kind of is Kurt.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time separating the person from the character.
But yeah, I do think that Kurt and Artie and Mercedes are like my top three givens.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Ash Rose. Oh.
I was going to say the same question.
Really? How did the strikes impact the pod while you were making eps? Anything left unsaid? There were a couple weeks there where we were trying to figure out if we were allowed to go on. And I think it took a couple of weeks to sort of figure out the finer points. And luckily, with their consent and because we had a contract with iHeartRadio that we had to fulfill, we got the go ahead to do it, which is the only reason why we kept doing it. Otherwise, we would not have done it in support of our union.
SAG. Yeah. And the only other thing that impacted was we weren't allowed to have SAG members on to talk about Glee. So like our guests were a different venture in, you know, we had some music guests, we had some fanfic guests, we had, you know, there were just different kind of lanes that we had to enter, which were exciting and fun. And I hope you enjoyed them as much as we did.
I loved those. I was really thankful. I was trying to push the music guests from the very beginning of this podcast. Musicians are a little harder to track down. TBH. But luckily, some came through. We got some legends in there.
Yes.
And Jason Mraz.
Yes.
And, you know, the strike ended up, we ended up getting some great things out of it. So it was all good.
It worked out.
Needed to happen. Yeah.
Julia Drew asked, should Quinn and Puck have kept Beth? I think it would have been interesting and dramaful. Well, let me just tell you, on TV, if they kept Beth, there would have been a baby. And there would have been, we would have had to bring a baby in. Too much. I have no issue with bringing a baby in, but in the interest of production, I don't know if that would have worked out.
If you don't have to think about production, only story, do you think it would have been, how do you feel about them having a baby?
Ugh, well, you know how I feel about that whole storyline.
No, take that out of it before ever happened, because it wouldn't have gotten there.
Right. No, you're totally right. Okay.
So like Quinn's pregnant, all the drama with Finn, he's not the dad, Puck's the dad. Yeah, keep the baby.
Yeah, keep the baby.
It can't be the baby.
Because it happens, right? Like, there are teen moms who choose to keep the baby. And I think it would have, definitely would have created some different kind of drama for the show. And you could have sang a lot of songs about babies. So,
Lilified asked, if y'all could go back and write your own storyline in Glee, what would it be? I just have to say, I'm not a writer.
I was going to say, and that's not my place.
Yeah. I did like this happens, I think, every time we do a Q&A. I have a really hard time, like, in other interviews, too, we get asked, like, where do you think the characters are? And I was like, I feel sort of, like, guilty or bad, or, like, it's not my place to sort of, like talk about those things. Yeah, because, like, it's very much not my job.
Thing.
And because I'm not qualified.
Exactly.
I do not have the vernacular.
Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. If you were told you could direct an episode of Glee, which episode would you have chosen?
Oh,
let's take the equation, like take this out of the equation that it's already been made, right? The episode's already been made. They're only scripts, right?
Yes.
I would say Hold On to 16 would be one of those.
Oh, yeah. I would have said I would have liked to have done Michael.
That, yes, makes sense.
But at the same time, also sounds really daunting. And Alfonso did a great job.
Yeah, Michael's a hard one. That's a really hard one.
That would have been fun, though.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Tell more funny stories about award show after parties. I mean, there were embarrassing ones. There's so many. There was after, so it was a Weinstein party.
Which one?
But it was after the SAG Awards, I think.
At Chateau?
Yeah, but before the Chateau.
Oh,
the Chateau was between. After. Is that where right. Lindsay Lohan was?
Yes.
And that's before where my mom that. Was sitting there with her phone plugged into the wall on Facebook, like live updating what was happening. But It was like one of those, I don't know, we were sort of like stuck in the middle of the room, and then we kept running into like the movie stars. And so like I talked to like Helena Bonham Carter and Baz Luhrmann for a while. And that was, I was like, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, like, that's the SAG Awards for you.
This is it for me, because it's only actors. So you don't really have like, you don't have any of the reps or anything. Like it's just these people, and you're with all the big movie people.
There's nobody to infiltrate you and Helena Bonham Carter, or you and Helen Mirren, or you and Meryl Streep. It's a
small group of people.
And you're just, you belong there. In that moment, you belong there.
Talk about imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
because we were all like just like giggly and embarrassing ourselves with the things we were saying to these people. I won't say who, but somebody went up to Eddie Redmayne. And do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
I wake up with night sweat, like night terrors from it. And it wasn't even me, but I witnessed it. And one of our cast went up to Eddie Redmayne. It was like, so like, I heard about all the problems with Les Mis and all the like the singing issues and like the non-recording. So like, I guess it turned out well for you, huh? And Eddie Redmayne looked like he got slapped in the face. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
And I'm sitting there like, shut your mouth, shut your mouth, shut your mouth, shut your mouth. They're crushing it. What are you talking? Like, what problems? And then this person was like, oh, because on Glee, you know, this is how we do it. So like, how did you guys do it? Asking Eddie Redmayne like this sort of intense question at a party, mind you, it's very dark. It's very loud. People,
we don't want to be talking about that.
And he was so like sweet and quiet. And so I was just like, I walked away. Because I was going to go up to like talk to him. Like, no, I'm not associated with the show anymore.
Yeah, just turn on your heel and go.
Yeah, poor, sweet, hot Eddie Redmayne.
So I couldn't even go up to him. I was just so starstruck at that time.
Well, it took me so long, Jenna, to build the courage to go up. And then this other person walked up right before and said this shit. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh my God.
But we were all doing that. Do you know how many times I did that to people? Like
idiot. Just like, stop talking, Jenna. Stop talking. Okay. Coley Lamb wants to know, would Gypsy Rose be in New Directions Vocal Adrenaline or Treble Tones?
Oh, I think
Treble Tones.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, for sure. You know, Ryan would write her in immediately.
Hands down, would have been already in the show. Like, next episode.
I like this one. Fawn 2002 wrote, Kevin, if the Glee characters would write books, what type of books would be for each? First of all I see is Tina.
Fanfic
all the way. But like turned into some Twilight type huge success. I love
that. Okay, what about Artie?
I don't know. I think Artie might write some like LA film history folklore fiction.
Yes.
You know?
That's a good one.
The golden age of Hollywood.
Oh, it becomes a coffee table book at some point.
Yes. Maybe photography books. I think Kurt would have some like beautiful fashion photography books.
Oh, that, yes. Just portraits.
Yes.
Okay.
If Glee was still going, which Renaissance song will be sung by with all the Glee cast? It would be Break My Soul, I think. And everyone would do it. Everyone would have a line. And be because somebody tried to like wrong the Glee Club and they can't break our soul. Fully.
This is a really good question. What Glee cover do you want this year to sound like?
Oh my God.
Bad Romance.
What?
I'm coming for you, 2024. That's the way I interpreted it. Like, what's your theme? What's your tone of the year?
Breakaway. You know, it's solid. It's really pretty. And it's really, I think it's a really good cover.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to know if Kelly Clarkson's heard it and what she thinks.
I don't
about
know
it.
If I want to know. I don't know if I want to know.
No, I think it's better because if it was solo, I'd be really scared.
But because we're in it together.
Yeah.
I love that number. I love all of us doing that number. I love that number.
I do too.
I gotta also say, I know I'm not, I don't really want to address this anymore, this whole Clayne Darren thing, but Darren, like Blaine and Tina have a whole thing coming up. And like, it's wild. Tina's the wild one. And I like Blaine in all of it. And I like Tricky with Darren in all of it. And I like all the Tina, Blaine, and Sam stuff coming up too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So just hold your horses, people.
Also, one of my favorite things about Darren that it still is, I always think about Darren would take naps all day.
Like, oh, the three of us would take naps all day.
Oh, and you'd all battle for the couch in Figgins' office?
That principal's couch. Well, Darren took that principal's couch home.
Yeah, he should, because he spent so much time on it.
He has it, or and had
I will forever be in awe how he could do that, because I would be like dying of tiredness.
But
and
he's
someone who like doesn't need sleep, and he can just do naps, and he's completely fine. He'd get up and like give a great performance, and I'd be like, "How are you doing this?"
I know, we are all sleeping, like trying to sleep at least, or lay down when we could.
Oh yeah.
Okay, this is a good one. Hyperfixation food or meal.
Get out of my brain. I was just about to say that one. Mm-hmm.
I'm a goop eater.
Oh. Jenna and salads. Megan Doyle, who worked on the show, are like battling for their goop points.
Well, they restart at the beginning of the year, so I started from zero.
Wait, what?
I'm back at gold already.
Jenna, it is the 10th day of the year. Jenna.
I have a problem.
Those brownies are delicious.
I order like a few and then I just put them in the fridge and then I heat them up.
Oh, you heat them up?
Yes. Well, if I put it in the fridge and then I eat it the next day, I'll heat it up. So
but
it's
now
not.
I want to know what it's like cold and heat it up.
Oh, cold is good too. There's
I
one
need
in
to order this right now.
Yes. Okay.
My food obsession, I'm going to sound so basic right now.
What is it?
Acai, because I just got back from Brazil. But in Brazil, I don't eat like an acai bowl. That you can get acai juice or like a smoothie.
What a dream.
And they just add water to it. So it's not as thick.
It's like watered down. Yeah.
And it's so good.
Oh.
I had some yesterday. I might have to do it again today.
Interesting. I used to take like the SAE pills because like apparently there's like all these benefits to it.
I think it's hard to find legit. Mm-hmm. I think there's one place I've ever had good SAE here.
Mm.
And
got it.
Besides that, it's all mixed with some shit and it's not right. Uba Tuba is good in LA. If you want good acai.
Oh, okay. 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 Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. How many blankets do you sleep with and how many pillows?
Two pillows and a sheet and a comforter.
A sheet and a comforter.
And I need it to be freezing so I can use both, because if it's just the sheet, it's not enough for me.
Agreed. I sleep with four pillows.
Where are they?
So here's the thing. I used to sleep with one. And ever since I had Emma, I think there was a subconscious fear that I would, if I got too comfortable, I would miss if she woke up in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And so ever since she's been born, I've slept on top of my sham. It's a big sham though, like the European size square shams. And so now I just sleep on all my pillows and the sham.
So you're like, you're a little uncomfortable?
I'm a little bit inclined, not inclined to do something, inclined, like an incline.
Well, both. You're inclined, so that way you are a little more inclined to wake up if need be.
Yes.
Look at that mother instinct kicking in.
Yes, I know. It's weird. It's
biology
it's
is crazy.
Things. Okay, if your character had a podcast, what it would have been about? This is like in line with the book one.
Artie's would have fully been some pretentious movie... Film history review. Actually, I kind of do that now with me.
That's good. That's really good.
Like film critic. He has no right to talk about it, but... Speaking of which, side note, the SAG nominations came out today. Did you see those?
I haven't seen all of them. I've seen a few.
I was on the SAG nominating committee.
Did you align?
And I saw almost every... Like, I saw so many movies. I was going every day. Sometimes I saw two movies a day.
Wow.
For the past like couple months, which is, I love, it's my second time being on the SAG nominating committee.
I'm jealous. I was only on it once. How do you feel about this though then? Tell me.
It's very weird.
That I started to see some of the lists and I thought it was really interesting.
It's not very weird, but it's like, it is very white this year. And Greta Lee and Charles Melton both got completely snubbed.
Oh.
Which is like very, very strange. Willem Dafoe got nominated. He was great in Poor Things, but got nominated over Mark Ruffalo, which was strange.
Mm.
Adam Scott from All of Us Strangers didn't get nominated, which is also extremely strange.
Mm. It was an interesting year.
Yes. The movie Origins was completely snubbed. Like, it was a really, I don't know. Mm. It was weird.
Mm.
And I feel bad. And I did. And it's not who I voted for.
Well, we'll have to see how the Academy Awards play out then.
Yeah. There's quite a disparity, I'd say, but yeah. So far. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I also, okay. Wait, why was that? I went off the rails.
Your Artie's podcast.
Oh, see, there you go. I think it would be something about film.
Yeah, agreed.
What about Tina's?
I feel like Tina's might have some kind of like gaming theme.
Like video games?
Yeah.
Do you think Tina's a gamer?
Or board games like Dungeon and Dragon style. Like, I don't know. I think she might be into that stuff. Tina would live stream on Twitch. Okay.
Yes. Love this for Tina. And this honestly is the first thing that has made me want a Glee reboot.
I was going to say, this is Tina's thing. Although she'd be too old, I think.
No.
So,
well, I think she'd be like executive by day.
And then
she would have another personality.
Yes, I love this for her. Okay, cool.
And she might have a podcast that is like a seminar, like a TED Talk on like women in business and how to.
I was thinking that too.
Be a boss, but then also be all up on like the Reddits of like gaming, and we are complex people.
Very, very.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
If you could be in a Broadway musical together, what would it be?
Taking out the vocal ability aside, Evan Hansen would be a fun one for us to do.
That would have been so fun to do.
Right?
Oh, you could sing that fully. I couldn't, but you could.
No, Laura really, that makes it sound very easy. Oh,
her voice is beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Laura.
Have I told you about my Evan Hansen audition? Have I talked about it on here?
No, I don't know. Do you want to share it?
Because it was horrifying.
I remember you getting ready for it. I remember you preparing for it and leading up to it, but I don't know that I know this.
When people ask why I don't do Broadway, it's because every time I have to audition for a show,
Well, here's the thing, though. Let me tell you. Evan Hansen is, it's a standalone. There's a very few people who can actually sing that. And maybe I'll eat my words because people will come after me, but it is so difficult. It's like the alphabet of the male alphabet, I think.
Yeah, very few people can do it. The people they had, everyone who did it on Broadway was incredible and could really do it. Mm-hmm. Me, on the other hand, she doesn't have the range. I'm good in a studio. I'm not good live like that. Those are some real singers. I'm good at faking it. I grew up in pop music.
Oh my God. Well, we've got to hear that story at some point.
No, it was just bad. Oh, my voice cracked on the very last line of Waving Through a Window. And then they're like,
I'm sure you're not the first person.
And they're like, oh, we can lower it half a step. I'm like, cool. And in my head, I'm like, it's not going to matter. Nope. Cracked again.
No.
I literally ran out of the room and said, sorry about that. I ran out of the room.
I was listening to a podcast recently and they were telling a story about their one audition where they like totally bombed it. They were playing the violin because like this character played the violin as well. And they learned it from like the recording, not like the sheet music that they were sent. Always read the stuff they send you in the audition material. Don't just go off of like the recording or soundtrack on Spotify. So she learned that. And then they asked her to transpose the key because she would learn it in a different key because that's originally what it was, but in the sheet music that they sent for the audition, it was different. And her friend called her and was like, have you been in for this? I'm at this, like, at the studios right now, and I see these auditions, and you play violin. You should totally go in. The person in here earlier was so bad. And she was like, that was me.
Yeah.
I thought that was classic.
Yeah, that's worst. Me.
Auditions are just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
I also have this complex where we go in and I feel like because we were on, for me at least, you've been on Broadway a couple times, several times, where I have a complex of walking in and be like, oh, here's this kid who sang on a musical television show. Like, I'm not a real theater person. And people assume I have a musical theater background because so many of you do.
Right.
And I tell people, like, people will try to start conversations with me about musical theater.
They assume.
Yes. And I'm like, I know nothing.
Well, you know more than you did.
Well, yes, now I do. You and Austin have been educating me. I've said it before, and you're doing a great job.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're doing a great job absorbing it all.
I'm trying.
Hogwarts houses.
Oh, God. Well,
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I'm a Hufflepuff. Are you a Hufflepuff?
Yes, this makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
How did you do the lip syncing?
They played back the song.
Mm-hmm. On a PA system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you would have to all lip sync exactly to that timing.
Yeah. And also when you're recording it, they're It's not, you're not just going in there and doing one take at a time of the whole song. They're splicing together a lot of hundreds of takes of different words and lines. So then you have to learn that version, make sure you're taking breaths at the same time and all that, and then doing it properly. I think we all got very good. Anytime I've seen any of the people from our show, there's been a couple times they've been on another show where they've had to lip sync or something, or in music videos for their own music. I think we do a very good job lip syncing. I gotta say.
I agree. Well, that's what our wonderful Tim Davis and Luann were for.
Someone just wrote Heather and Diana, and yes, I agree.
Yes. Okay, two things. Are y'all mad that you didn't get more duets together? Because I am. Let It Be was a masterpiece.
That's yeah. Kind. I am. But you can never have enough.
Never have enough. If Glee had a crossover with another TV show, what would it be and why? The thing that comes to my mind is Modern Family.
That would have been so much fun.
We always, you know, we were just always with them. We were always in line with them, always with them. But I thought it'd be funny since they're like a mockumentary style show. If like we were real, like we were a TV show in their real life.
Yes.
Like a little meta, kind of like The Office, you know, where they're watching an episode where like they come and, you know, meet the cast and like they're in character and we're in like act as actors. Like our actors, heightened versions of ourselves.
So towards the end of Glee, I don't know if you were there or not. We had this lunch, Naya, Telly, and I. We were talking about if Glee ever got rebooted, what would it be? And we spitballed the idea that it would be a fake mockumentary, or be a mockumentary about a reboot of Glee. And so it would be called like Base Camp, and it would be about everybody getting called from Ryan to come back to the show. And like getting back in the outfits and getting to play those characters where we're all like older in different places in our lives and careers.
That's really funny.
And you wouldn't necessarily see the show at all.
You see behind the scenes
of like just Base Camp and stuff. And like the first thing is like a voicemail, like an automated thing where we think it's Ryan calling each of us, but it was actually just like a pre-recorded, "Hi guys, it's Ryan."
I'm thinking about doing this.
Yeah. And like some people show up, some people don't. And I thought it was such a brilliant idea.
So brilliant. Yeah. Oh my God.
But it would have been quite funny.
Okay, we have time for a few more. Is season 3 living up to your expectations so far, Kevin?
Yes. I am honestly having a little hard time separating what we were all feeling behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing to do with like production, like that's just us. Like we were all just a bit tired.
Yes.
And so it is hard. I don't know if you're having the same thing. So if I take that out, season 3 is pretty great so far.
Yeah. I'm not having trouble separating it as much as I think as you are. Maybe one episode or maybe like Michael specifically, but that's really it. I am appreciating 3 for the greatness that it is that everybody told us it was.
And it's so different from the first 2 seasons. I have to, like, it's really
very true.
Quite different. How long did it take to shoot an episode and how long did you get to memorize your lines/songs?
Ooh.
So an hour long episode of television usually takes 8 working days to film. Ours usually took around 10, even though it would be scheduled for 8. And I mean, in the beginning of the show, we had the episode maybe a week in advance and we could start learning our lines. As it got going, we would usually get a script maybe the day before we started shooting the episode. And then they'd usually then try to stagger when you're shooting the songs. So then we had time to go record them. We honestly didn't have a lot of time to learn the songs. I mean, for me personally, I would usually listen to them a couple times. If they were really hard, I would maybe try to sing through some of the parts. But a lot of it was learning it as we were actually recording it, just because there wasn't time to really, and there wasn't anywhere to go. We were in these, like if you come home from a 16-hour day, I wasn't going to just start singing and like Jenna's trying to sleep or something like that. Right. And we were in these trailers where there would be triple bangers. So there'd be 3 of us and the walls are paper thin.
Yes.
So nobody is practicing singing in there.
That's right.
So there was no real time or physical space to actually learn the thing.
Maybe in our cars.
Yeah, that was it. Driving to and from set was sort of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chips and salsa, or chips and guacamole.
Guacamole.
Chips and guac, yeah.
Did either of you ever hook up with a cast member?
Nope. Kevin?
If no means yes today.
Okay, Kevin. Whatever you say.
Sorry, I'm just being messy.
You are being messy.
I had an iced tea today, so I'm feeling crazy.
What are some of you guys looking at outside of the choir room window? So there's nothing. It's actually just lights and wood. But Eric Stoltz would always make us do that because he thought it would be interesting for like us to utilize the room in different ways. He was always looking at the details.
Someone said do a podcast tour or a pop-up show and invite a special guest. Mm. Do people want that?
Tell us.
Yeah.
And if so, tell us where.
Exactly.
So write in and say no, and then tell us where you want us to be.
Tell us like, definitely don't come to this city. That would be so much fun to do.
I know.
I don't know if people would show up. What were your go-to snacks on set?
Diet Coke. They always had like, candy. Doritos, you know, like the little bags of stuff that like just get you. Or we'd make Telly make us avocado toast.
Can you please talk to Amber for a full long-term episode? We need the good tea. Yes, it's coming. To. Don't you worry.
Are you guys scared to watch season 5 and 6? No.
Yes. I definitely am.
I'm excited. I feel like I've never seen it. I actually don't think I've seen a lot of it, so I gotta be honest.
I'm just scared because if it's not great...
I think it's gonna be better than we think, but it's gonna be weird. Like, it's just gonna be weird, but like, not... Still big budget, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to not be judgmental.
Okay.
It's hard for me. Where is the Lindsay's Q&A? Oh, it is coming.
It's coming, babies. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
What does a typical hangout night for you two entail?
Well, we play Catan. We make charcuterie boards.
Jenna and I get drunk.
Right. We drink mezcal.
And then David and Austin watch us like, here they go again. We compare to see if we have any gossip for each other.
Right. Anything
you know
heard.
What's a good... I'm very proud of us because Jenna and I have both received bits of fairy veil.
Separately, but the same thing and not shared with each other.
And we haven't shared it with one another until we're like, we're allowed to share it.
And then we're like, I have something. And you're like, I think I know the same thing.
Yes. I'm really proud of us.
If it's really like something you're not supposed to tell, we're both pretty trustworthy people, I think.
Well, and it's also like, if I know, I assume you probably know, but I don't want to be the one to like mess up and break the code. So like knowing in my head that you probably know makes it feel like I've told you.
Right. Exactly. Like so I don't we need know to tell we you. Know, but we don't know that we know.
Yeah.
You may not know, but we were discussing on Glee Reddit, was Mr. Shu supposed to be a villain?
You know what I think is the case of Mr. Shu? It's just time. Time changes people's
like
legacy.
Like years of time.
Yes. And so I think when we look back, we're like, oh, this person actually was the villain. This person did some crazy things. And you see it in real life, you know, with public figures. Mm. We're like, oh, we thought this person was great in 2007. And now we're like, oh, maybe not.
These are all really good, you guys. I wish we could answer them all.
Well, we'll keep doing these.
Well, we'll save some for next time, or just keep writing in your question that if you want it to be answered.
I will just end it on this one. Linda wrote in, you guys look great. You don't age. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Send us your Venmo so I can pay you for saying that. Thank you so much for all your thoughtful questions.
Yes, really good questions this time. And also thanks for writing in and listening to our nonsense in our first QA of 2024. Thanks for joining us and come back again. We love you.
Maybe we'll talk about Clayne. Maybe we won't. That's what you really missed. Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.